You know, so I guess we're living in a time where nothing's surprising anymore. But I gotta say, I'm still pretty astounded by how much people go bananas for the Instant Pot. I mean, it's a slow cooker that's also a pressure cooker, and apparently that combination is so mystical that it has, in the words of one newspaper, spawned a religion. People are crazy for this thing. Is it really that good? America's Test Kitchen actually tested the Instant Pot along with a bunch of other multi-cookers, and our managing producer, Sally Swift, talked with ATK's Hannah Crowley.
Hey, Hannah, great to have you here.
Hi, thank you so much.
I want to talk to you today about a new culinary cult. It's called the multi-cooker. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think the real cult members would consider themselves Instant Pot owners.
Uh-huh.
So Instant Pot is a type of multi-cooker. And I think it's called genericization when something is so huge in their field that they take it over, like Kleenex and tissues and Band-Aid and bandages. Instant Pot is that in the multi-cooker field. They are crazy popular. Their Facebook group has 1.1 million members in it right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I have recently been cooking with one, and I actually have some issues with it. And I know that you guys evaluated multi-cookers. So I want to back up and not talk specific brands. What should we be looking for when we're looking to buy a multi-cooker?
Well, I think you're not alone in being confused because the
right?
number of buttons on these things is downright insane. I think we've counted like 20 buttons on these, and they're random food groups. Like they'll just say chicken or beef or yogurt. And it's like, well, is it bone-in chicken or is it boneless, skinless chicken breast? Because those two things cook really differently.
And are you pressure cooking or are you slow cooking?
Yeah. And like sometimes when it's on, it's just like a teeny little red dot. It's like, what's going on inside this pot? So one of the things to look for is a nice, clean, simple control panel that tells you what it's doing.
Okay, that makes total sense to me. And what about size? Is there a specific size you like?
So we really like 8 quarts. I think 6 quarts is the most popular size, but we like to go one size bigger because it gets you a little more room, like maneuvering inside the pot if you've got a whole chicken in there. And it also gets you a broader cooking surface on the bottom of the pot.
Oh, yeah.
We love that you can sear in these because that means you don't have to dirty an extra dish. You can do the first step of your stew mm-hmm. and then build the stew right in the pot.
And what about I had a moment with my Instapot where the seal wasn't attached suddenly?
Yes, that happened to me quite a few times during testing, too. You'll notice a little silicone gasket running around the inside of the lid. 99% of the time, if your pot isn't sealing, that has slipped out of place and is actually disrupting the seal. So look at the silicone gasket and make sure it's tucked up in place before you close your lid.
Okay, now you evaluated Instapot versus some other cookers. Tell us how that fell out for you.
So I don't want any hate mail, but we actually, the Instant Pot did not win our testing.
Shocking.
Yes. So these things, they're trying to replace a bunch of different appliances, pressure cookers, slow cookers, rice cookers, and everything we tested was really good at pressure cooking. But the Instant Pot isn't quite as good at slow cooking than other models.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so we worked with Dr. Robert Hurd from Carnegie Mellon University, and he helped us calculate what's called power availability by volume. Basically, it's the amount of heat that's getting to the food from these pots. And the Instant Pot just had a little bit less. So it can slow cook most things just fine. But if you're getting into some really thick, dense, large volume things like beef stew or Chinese spare ribs, mm-hmm. it's going to take forever or it might not even be able to finish at all.
So what was your top pick in these multi-cookers?
We liked a brand called the Fagor Lux LCD. It's about $200. It pressure cooks really well. It slow cooks pretty well too. And it had a couple extra features that really helped it rise to the top. It has an alert. If your lid doesn't seal correctly, it will tell you.
I needed that.
Yeah. Well, it's a really bummer when it happens because if it doesn't have an alert, it just tries to build pressure. It tries and tries and tries. And while it's trying to build pressure, it's actually cooking the food.
Right.
And so usually it takes about 20 minutes to come to pressure. So it's trying that whole time. And it takes a while sometimes to realize that it's not working. So the whole time it's been cooking, you really cook your food like 1.5 times. So we love that it has an alert that tells you when the lid isn't sealed. We also liked it. A super clean LCD interface. It tells you exactly what it's doing, when it's doing it. We also liked that you can lock its screen. Like this, a lot of the other ones, if you bump it or nudge it, you can actually cancel or start over or change your cook setting. So we like that you can lock it.
Can you use any slow cooker recipe in all of these pots?
We found, so we're developing a book right now. It's called Multi-Cooker Perfection. It's out this April. We found pressure cooking recipes really easy to adapt. Slow cooking recipes really, really hard.
Oh, that's so opposite of what I would think.
Yeah, I know. The problems were twofold, and they're on both ends of the spectrum. First, these heat up really differently than a traditional slow cooker. A traditional slow cooker slowly, gently comes up to temperature, mm-hmm. whereas these just skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So for delicate things like chicken breasts, you're probably going to want to check them sooner than you would in a traditional slow cooker. And on the other end of the spectrum, this is where the Instant Pot problem really, really came in, is really thick, dense things. They might not finish if you don't have a recipe that's really perfectly calibrated for a multi-cooker.
Huh. Now, I know that you have been cooking a million things in these multi-cookers. Is there a recipe that really knocked your socks off?
I bet you'd never guess this in a million years, but we did mussels in them.
Mussels?
Yeah. And you're wondering, why bother? Like, why speed up mussels? They already don't take that long. They're pretty easy to do. But we found when you're cooking under pressure in these, the lid is really tightly closed, which creates a really moist environment inside. And we found with mussels, first of all, we cooked them for 1 minute under pressure. And we found they turned out amazingly evenly cooked and tender and plump and sweet. Unlike sometimes when you cook them on the stove, you know, some pop early, some pop late. They end up kind of overcooked and uneven. In the multi-cooker, they were perfect every time.
Wow, that sounds great. Hannah, thanks for the update.
Thank you so much.
Hannah Crowley is the deputy editor of Tastings and Testings at America's Test Kitchen. And if you want to take your multi-cooker for a spin, you can check out ATK's recipe for multi-pot mussels with white wine and garlic. That's at splendidtable.org. And if you make it, send us a photo of it. Tag us on Instagram, because you're going to gram it anyway, right?